In 2012, Skyline's Black Student Union filed a complaint against the school for discriminating against students of color. The lawsuit resulted in an agreement with the United States Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. Aaron Clark has that story on this very active club.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so first on the agenda. So on the agenda, Star, can you write, go over the BSU assembly?
It's lunchtime here at Skyline, and in the band room today, you won't find the usual assortment of instruments being played.
And after that, put future plans for BSU.
Meet Chelsea Burgess, co-president of the Black Student Union, a club that meets here every Tuesday and Thursday. Burgess and Vice President Juliana Areola are leading today's meeting.
What's something else that went well? I think
the act went well.
The skit. Yeah, the dance.
First on BSU's agenda is the annual Black History Month assembly. They're working out the kinks so they can do an even better job next year.
No, but I think the MC should have practiced that.
Yeah.
Just because it did feel like it was a first, you know, we never want anything to be like a first time thing in the assembly. Like the MC's, that was the first time.
The assembly may be the first thing on today's agenda, but it's certainly not the last. Next up is recruiting for the following year. Then they've got plans to volunteer for teachers. And after that, an Earth Day event is even in the works. A lot to do for a small club of 15. But Chelsea Burgess says event planning isn't their only priority.
We got the NAACP involved with us also, and some civil rights lawyers.
That's right. Just 2 years ago, students of color at Skyline were complaining to the school board about unequal opportunities, harassment, and unfair disciplinary treatment. That's when the BSU got the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights involved.
The issues that we saw at Skyline in spring of 2012, it involved some direct targeting and harassment of students of color by teachers and administrators.
Sarah Rubin is a fellow at the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. She's currently handling the BSU case.
This unequal treatment is extremely, extremely damaging to these kids. It's not only painful for them while they're in the situation, while they're in the schools, facing this treatment, but it also has a huge impact on the rest of their lives.
According to Rubin, the NAACP tried working with the Oakland School District, but OUSD wasn't as cooperative as they had hoped. So they brought their concerns to the Lawyers Committee, and together, they took their complaints to the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights.
They validated our concerns that there were some serious violations of federal anti-discrimination laws going on. And so the outcome was that they worked with the school to create what's called a resolution agreement.
Skyline entered into the agreement in 2013, which means
first, instituting a new process for addressing discrimination in the schools. Second, training all administrators and staff on responding appropriately to complaints of discrimination. And third, ensuring that all students are receiving appropriate course scheduling and counseling services.
Since then, Rubin has been monitoring the case with the U.S. Office for Civil Rights. And while Skyline is still implementing parts of the agreement, students like 12th grader Brandon DeBoss are just glad at least something's happening.
I mean, just having my voice heard, it was very encouraging to myself because not a lot of people actually get to explain their stories, let alone feel like they can tell their story. So it definitely made an impact that I can actually speak up, and I encourage a lot of other peers to speak up just as well.
DeBoss was one of the students who testified against Skyline about mistreatment. He's glad things are changing, but he understands that change will be gradual.
Well, I mean, yeah, the lawsuit is going to take a little time to really start with the process, you know, but it will affect the younger generation's future, and I wish they would have been handled sooner, but it's not really my fault. But I'm glad I was a part of the change.
Because especially all you guys are seniors. So you guys really are, the month of June for y'all is non-existent.
No.
Back at the Black Student Union meeting, members of the senior class are making plans for next year. Since Juliana Areola will be graduating, she's talking with co-president Zakiya Moore about making sure Skyline sticks to the agreement.
We still definitely give our input. Like just, what was it, last month, the month before,
mm-hmm.
we had a meeting with our civil rights lawyers. Yeah, and talking about like the problems at Skyline and, you know, whether the issues that we dealt with last year is still an issue this year, which we established that it definitely still is.
While there are still problems at Skyline, like the absence of counselors, BSU students are proud of their accomplishments.
All of that has helped build and make me feel like I'm leaving my mark on BSU, and that, you know, when I come back, I can be like, oh, hey, I did that. I made that minute sheet. I started that. I remember when we bought the accordion folder. I remember when we did this, and feeling like I'm always going to be a part of BSU even when I leave.
The school these seniors came to know their first year isn't the school they're leaving behind, and being a part of that change will resonate with them long after graduation. For Cross Currents, I'm Erin Clark.